弟兄们平安。今天要证的经文在以赛亚书第53章1到12节。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在牵毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过吗？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为救赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事并在他手中亨通，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，使心意满足。有许多人因认识我的义，地仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的军分掳物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死，他也被累在罪犯之中。他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。感谢主的话语。
Today's Bible reading comes from Isaiah 53, verses 1 to 12. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He has no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, the man of suffering and familiar with pain.Like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions and was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we were healed. We are like sheep have gone astray.Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent. So he did not open his mouth. By oppression, the judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living.For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him, and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered,He will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, any righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear the iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong. Because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercessions for the transgressors.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother and sister.
今天我们的主题是看那神的羔羊。
Today's topic is Look, the Lamb of God.
这句话是施洗的约翰在为主耶稣做见证的时候说的。
This is the words come from John the Baptist and when he testified for Jesus.
今天我们这段经文是取自于以赛亚书。
The scripture that we read today come from the book of Isaiah.
在施洗的约翰之前，大约700多年。
This is actually 700 years ago before John the Baptist.
这个在以赛亚书第一章一开始介绍了以赛亚书的背景。
At the first beginning of the book of Isaiah, it talks about the background of this book.
他说，当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王的时候。
The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah.
这些名字很难读出来。
It's very difficult to pronounce those words.
这个。然后说亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚德默士论到犹大和耶路撒冷。
Son of Amos saw during the reigns of the kings of Judah.
那么这个时间大约是公元前750到700年左右的这个时间。
This is the time that is 700 years ago before century.
那么那个时间北国以色列已经被亚述帝国大兵压境，最后消灭的时候。
This is the time that the northern Israel has already been occupied by the enemies.
这个那个叫 Ashu 啊，这个亚述帝国啊，把北国消灭的时候。
The kingdom of Ashur has already take over the northern Israel.
那么那个时候，南国犹大虽然在西西家做王的时候有向神的悔改。
Even the southern Israelites during the kings of
西西家
they have the repentance and willing to change.
他们有悔改归向神的那个行为
they have
那个心
they have the heart to repentance before God.
可是实际上他们国家的内部出现很多很多的问题。
However, there's a lot of problems in the countries.
那么以赛亚先知出来的时候，就呼召百姓要悔改归向神。
The prophet Isaiah came and called all the peoples to repent before God.
然后指出他们的罪恶。
And point out their sins.
这个盼望能够使南国犹大因着悔改而能够有一个复兴。
And hope that the southern Israel can prosper because of the repentance.
可是事实上没有得到多少的果效。
However, there's not too much results.
以赛亚书有小圣经之称。
The book of Isaiah has the saying say little Bible.
因为它也有66章经文。
Because it also have 66 chapters.
圣经是66卷书。
Bibles have 66 books.
那么旧约有39卷。
There's 39.
圣经有39卷旧约的书卷。
There's 39 books in the Old Testament.
那么也是39章的经文是指出犹大人的罪，希望他们悔改的，这个有点像旧约的那个经文。
There's 39 chapters of in the book of Isaiah that point out everything happened in the Old Testament.
那么从后边的27卷开始，也就是说从第40章开始。
From the book of 40.
Chapter 40.
Chapter 40.
那么 就开始把目光转向了对于耶稣基督的预言。
And he turns the turn to the prophecies about Jesus.
所以这个好像进入到二十七卷新约圣经的那个内容。
It's kind of like we opening the New Testament.
那么这个是我们看到一个先知信息的一个特以赛亚书的特征。
So this is the book. This is the something about the book of the prophecies.
那么就是说，对于当时他们虽然传讲信息
during that time, even they proclaimed the messages.
可是并没有起到果效。
But there's no results.
所以先知们的心里很痛苦。
So the heart of the prophets it suffer.
那么那个时候他们还有希望吗？
Do they have hopes?
所以那个时候神给他们希望。
So God gave them hope.
所以那个时候先知以赛亚已经在异象当中看到了希望。
So the prophet Isaiah already see the hope in the vision.
其实以赛亚书五十三章是如此之这个惟妙惟肖啊，把耶稣的形象描述出来。
So in the chapter 53, the book of Isaiah is already described Jesus very in details.
所以我们看到神在人极其失望的时候，
we see that God actually give people hope, and when we are very very disappointed,
似乎有一个声音在喊出来。
Sounds it's like there's a sound.
看了神的羔羊。
Look, the Lamb of God.
所以以赛亚在极其绝望的时候，
When Isaiah is really, really disappointed,
神给他一个意象。
God gave him a vision.
看见了那一位神的羔羊。
He sees the Lamb of God.
所以他在神面前又重新得力。
So he can restore in front of God.
教会历史上的犹太人、以色列人的历史上传说。
During the history of Israel,
那么以赛亚先知后来是被马拿西用锯锯死了。
The prophet Isaiah was killed by a chain saw.
所以他是一个殉道的先知。
So he's a prophet that
He's a martyr. 他是一个为主殉道的。
So yeah, he died for his faith.
那么他有这样的勇气，甚至于去面对死亡。
So he can face the death.
因为他看见了那一位替他赎罪、舍命、流血的神的羔羊。
Because he already see the Lamb of God who has been sacrificed for him.
那么今天我们进入这一章经文。
So today we read the scriptures.
让我们也来看那神的羔羊。
And we think, we meditate, what's the Lamb of God?
那么首先我们先要知道，这一位羔羊是神自己所拣选、自己所设立的。
So we know the Lamb of God has been set by God himself.
其实这个以赛亚先知的这段信息应该开始于52章的13节。
Actually, the messages is come from the verses 13 of the book the chapter 52.
过去慢慢走。52章的13节，他说：“我的仆人行事必有智慧。”
See, my servants will act wisely.
然后第14节又说。许多人因他惊奇。
Just as there were many who were appalled at him.
这个然后说他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形象比世人枯槁。
His appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form merit beyond human likeness.
然后第五十三章第一节就说，我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？
Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
下边对这一位神的仆人，神所设立的羔羊，在地上的生活有一个简单的描述。
So they have a simple descriptions of this the servants of God and the Lamb of God have descriptions.
这里说他在耶和华面前生长像嫩芽。
He grew up before him like a tender root shoot.
这个像那个根出于干地。
Like a root out of dry ground.
然后他没有加行美容。
He have no beauty.
我们看见他的时候，也没有什么美貌使我们羡慕他。
Or majesty to attract us to him.
下面说他被人藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。
He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
然后说他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
By one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
我们想象神的儿子来到世界上。
Let's imagine the Son of God came to the earth.
他应该以一个什么的形象出现在神的面人类的面前呢？
What kind of image he will appear upon front us?
好，假如现在我们是假设我们自己现在不知道耶稣基督的这个他的生平。
Just imagine that we know nothing about Jesus.
那么现在我们想象神的儿子降世在世界上，他应该是一个什么形象出现呢？
Let's imagine what kind of image that the Son of God will come in front of you.
我们怎么想？
How do you think?
他应该在地上何等的荣耀，对不对？
He must be very glory.
可是圣经说他行事有智慧。
The scripture said, he acted wisely.
他的智慧让我们很难理解。
We actually very difficult to understand his wisdom.
这个在约翰福音里边告诉我们。
In a book of Gospel of John.
他说他来到自己的地方。
So he came to the world.
He came his own place.
He came to his own place.
然后他自己的人不认识他，也不接待他。
His people did not know him and did not receive him.
当施洗的约翰出来做见证的时候。
When John the Baptist came to testify for him.
说看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
众人都说谁呀？
And people said, Who?
这个就说那一个。拿撒勒人耶稣。
As Jesus the Nazareth.
然后别人说拿撒勒人，拿撒勒还能出什么好东西吗？
People said Nazareth. What would be good come from Nazareth?
所以这个当门徒来说，来呀，你来看。
And when the disciples said, come and see.
他们看到耶稣的时候，就像圣经说，他们很惊奇。
And they are shocked when you see Jesus.
因为当施洗的约翰给耶稣施洗的时候，
When John the Baptist baptized Jesus,
天就开了，
the heavens opened.
然后圣灵仿佛鸽子降在耶稣的头上，
Spirit came down from heaven like a dove and remained on him.
然后父在天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And God said, "This is my son, which is I am pleased."
那么这么伟大，这么了不起的一个见证。
It's such a great testimony.
可是当人一看到他的时候，
When people actually see him,
大家就失望了。
People got disappointed.
怎么可能是他呢？
It's not possible.
怎么可能是一个拿撒勒人呢？
It can't be someone from Nazareth.
怎么可能是这么一个穷的人呢？
How can't be someone so poor?
大家都这怎么可能呢？
People said it's impossible.
然后在主耶稣一生的过程当中，
During the whole life of Jesus.
不能说一生吧，就是三年多的他的事工的过程当中。
Oh, in his 3 years ministry.
这个神与他同在。
God is with him.
他行出很多的神迹。
He produced a lot of miracles.
甚至叫死人从死里复活。
And even increased to raise the dead from raise the dead from grave.
可是大部分的人还是不认识他。
Still many people doesn't recognize him.
还是拒绝他，
Still reject him.
甚至到了最后，连那一些他的门徒都离他而去了。
Even though at the very end his disciples abandoned him.
那么从这里我们看到他的智慧在哪里呢？
So where is his wisdom?
原来我们明白了一件事。
So we understand.
大家怎么想这个问题？
How do you feel?
为什么耶稣不用一个荣耀，好像一个君王，大军的军队前呼后拥，骑上大马，大家觉得哇，这才是神的儿子，对不对？
Why Jesus doesn't come like a king, very powerful, very gory, and led a lot of armies and can reign the earth?
那时候，这个犹太人被罗马人统治。
At that time, Israel was ruled by the Roman.
那么，这位神的儿子显现出来的时候，为什么不推翻罗马政权，让以色列人自由呢？
When the Son of God come, why they can just beat the kingdom of the Romans and let the Israelites return their glory?
那么，当时这个生活在那个时代当中，有很多穷人，有很多这个生活很挣扎的人。为什么这位神的儿子来了，不改变他们的生活状况呢？
There's many poor people at that time. Many people struggle in their life. Why the Son of God help them and change their life?
所以大家不明白。
People don't understand.
不知道这位神的儿子到底来到是要干什么。
You don't know why the Son of God come to earth for what?
神有一个心意。
God has
他让我们能够拨开这个现象，能够看到问题的本质。
God wants us to see what's the basic of the outside appearance.
那么，到底他是不是神的儿子？
Is he really the son of God?
你透过现象很难看出来。
You can very difficult. It's very difficult for you to tell from the appearance.
这时候，神要叫我们有一个非常冷静的心。
So that God wants to have a quiet heart.
你知道当时的犹太人，他们是读旧约圣经的。
At that time, the people in Israel they read the Old Testament.
他们知道他们的弥赛亚要来的时候。
They know when their Messiah come.
就像以赛亚书53章这样描述的。
They know that it will be like, in the chapter 53, what Isaiah prophet.
所以他们并非。不知道那位弥赛亚来的时候不是他们想象的像大卫王像所罗门王那样的辉煌的。
So they actually do know that when the Messiah come, it's not like the King of David, it's very gory or very powerful.
可是为什么耶稣真的以这个形象来的时候他们又拒绝了耶稣呢？
Then why Jesus come in this image, just as the book said, however, they still reject him.
因为他们自己的心里边想望着一个他们救主的形象。
Because they are in their heart, they are longing, they are longing for someone in their image of the salvation.
当神按照他自己的心意要叫这位救主来的时候，人拒绝了。
So when God come in God's will, for a savior, people reject him.
这个，当然，今天我们就知道，这一位救主来不是满足人自己想望的那个形象的救主。
So we know when the Savior comes, it's not to meet our requirements.
而是按照神自己旨意所定出来的那位救主的形象。
It's according to God's will.
那么他来到这里，来到世间要做什么呢？
Why he come to earth? What is purpose?
这一个神的羔羊是
Sorry.
这一位神的羔羊是除去世人罪孽的。
The Lamb of God is to take away the sin of the world.
他是要来担当我们的痛苦，背负我们的忧患，是要来替我们赎罪的。
He took up our infirmity and carry our sorrows and take up our sins.
所以圣经里面很清晰地描述了他在地上要做的事。
So the scriptures read very details that what he need to be done on earth.
在第四节这样说，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
他这样做了。
He did this.
众人却不理解，众人以为他受痛苦，被神责打苦待了。
But we consider him stricken by God.
下边说，哪知道他是为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities.
然后说，因他受的刑罚，我们得了平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
这些话都不用解释了。
We don't need to explain this.
信息非常的清楚。
The message is very clear.
他说：“我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。”
We all like sheep has gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way.
然后，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们的主耶稣在地上为我们受苦。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has suffered for us.
他不仅仅是最终在十字架上所受的那个苦。
It's not just all those suffering that he has on the cross.
而是他一生从他降世到他最后上十字架这个过程一生当中都是在为我们受苦。
It's his whole lifetime, starting from his born and until he died on the cross.
所以他 the whole life suffer for us.
他一生都为我们受苦。
到了最后的时候圣经说他被欺压在受痛苦的时候第七节啊却不开口他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声他也是这样不开口
He was oppressed and afflicted yet he did not open his mouth He was led like a lamb to the slaughter and as a sheep before her shearers is silent so he did not open his mouth
这个时候是我们想到了主耶稣最后受审判的时候。
So now let's meditate when he was on the cross.
这个他在这个大祭司的面前，在比拉多的面前，他在那里受审判，他在那里 been judged by the high priest by 这个 Pilate 这一个。Roman officer, 在那个时候，主耶稣不讲话。
When he was judged by the Pilate and the Roman's ruler, he did not speak.
只有一句话他回答了。
He only said one thing.
他说：“你是神的儿子吗？”
He asked, "Are you the son of God?"
耶稣说：“你说的是。”
Jesus said, "You say what you said is right."
所以其他的东西那些人做见证 来说他怎么怎么怎么的他一概不回答、
But he didn't explain for other people who tried to
所以那个时候他 He didn't answer any of the people who point out 来 try to condemn and judge him
他对其他所要、指责他的事情他都一个都不解释
因为没有办法解释的
There's nothing you can explain.
因为这些人的见证是假见证，本身他们做见证的目的并不是真实的要说明他的问题，就是要定他的死罪而做见证。
Because that was the false testimony. They testified because they want him dead.
所以那时候面对这样的情况，他有什么可说的呢
？When he faced those testimony, there's nothing he want to say.
圣经里边讲得很清楚，那一些犹太人为什么要把他们要把耶稣要。把他钉十字架。
Why those Israelites want Jesus to be crucified?
因为他们嫉妒他。
Because they're jealous.
因为他们看到他做的那些事情，这些犹太人的领袖，他们的宗教地位受到了挑战。
Because when they see what Jesus has done, they think their religious status has been challenged by Jesus.
所以他们说，这个人必须要把他除掉。
They said this man must be we need to kill him.
这个因为他和我们不是走同一条路的人。
Because he's different with us.
所以那个时候他们所讲的其实都是一些不真实的见证。
So the testimony they did is a wrong testimony.
这个下边第八节就说，因他受欺压和审判，他被夺去。
By oppressions and judgment, he was taken away.
说至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是为我百姓罪过的缘故呢？
Who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people, he was stricken.
说他虽然未曾强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还是使他与恶人同葬，谁知死的时候与财主同埋。
He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he have done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
那么对于不了解内情的这些外边的这些犹太人，我们还可以理解。
For people who don't understand the outsider.
可是居然在跟随耶稣的门徒里边也出现一个门徒。
But there's one one disciple who has been followed Jesus for so long, there's also one betrayer.
那么这个人是卖耶稣的犹大。
This is Judas who's betrayed Jesus.
那么耶稣跟犹大在一起三年多的时间。
Jesus has been times with Judas for 3 years.
耶稣所行的一切的神迹他都看见了。
He's seen everything that Jesus has done.
那么他亲眼看见神的儿子在他们中间活出来的那个完美的生命。
He has seen the perfect life that a son of God had demonstrated among them.
可是到了最后，这位犹大却把耶稣卖了。
However, at the end, Judas betrayed Jesus.
我们圣经没有非常详细的分析犹大卖耶稣的真实他的内心的原因。
The scripture doesn't really analyze the true what Judas actually think why he tried to betray Jesus.
但是有一个我们可以理解的方面。
But there's something still we can see from the scripture.
就是耶稣一定没有满足他的要求，对吧？
But Jesus doesn't meet his own desire.
所以如果耶稣满足了他的要求，他一定是很欣赏耶稣的。
If Jesus meet his own desire, he must really appreciate Jesus.
因此，耶稣这一位自称他是弥赛亚的人
，That Jesus is the one who proclaimed to be the Messiah.
和犹大内心里边对于弥赛亚的那一个。要求
and in Judas' own desire that in his image what a Messiah should be look like.
这个中间产生了一个错位
There's a discrepancy between the two of them.
所以到了最后，犹大决定要卖耶稣。
So at the end, Jesus make up, Judas make up a decision that he want to betray Jesus.
那么他一定是认为耶稣欺骗了他。
He must think Jesus lied to him.
因为他根本就不是那位弥赛亚。他还说他自己是弥赛亚。
Because you're not even the Messiah, and you still proclaim that you're Messiah.
所以犹大他亲眼看见了，可是他不信。
Judas seen by his own eye, but he chose not to believe.
那么为什么会不信呢
？Why he don't believe?
他自己的那一个想法，他不肯放下。
Because he don't want to give up his own desire.
那么因为这样的情况
，Based on this,
耶稣被卖了。
Jesus got betrayed.
然后。被定罪了
and he got condemned.
然后借着罗马人的手把他钉在十字架上
and was crucified on the cross by the Romans.
他在十字架上六个小时
he was suffered in the cross for 6 hours.
下边的人都在嘲弄他
and people mocked him under the cross.
说你是神的儿子，你从十字架上下来。
They said, if you are really the son of God, you can come down from the cross.
所以人的心里边都有一个你这么能耐，你怎么这么软弱呢
？And people actually have their own desire or their own thinking. If you are really true, why are you so weak?
所以你应该有能力啊。
You should be powerful.
说你下来啊。
Come down from the cross.
你惩罚这些钉你的人啊。
You punish all those people who crucify you.
你不是宣称你是神的儿子吗
？You proclaim to be the son of God.
你看看你在十字架上那个样子。
Look at you on the cross.
耶稣在世上不讲话。
Jesus was silent on the cross.
不回答他们的问题。
He don't answer any of those.
他只有默默地忍受那个过程。
He was endure his suffering.
然后直到神的旨意完全成就了。
Until God's will complete.
那个时候，在人的眼光来看，耶稣失败了。
In man's eye, Jesus was a loser.
然后，但是圣经却怎么宣布呢？
But however, what the scripture said,
耶和华定义把他压伤。第十节。
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer.
这个定义在中文里边说，原文是喜悦把他压伤。
In the original verses, it said, the Lord appreciate.
为什么喜悦将他压伤呢？
Why the Lord appreciate to crush him?
因为耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
Because Lord made him a guilt suffering.
耶稣基督在世上的时候，他似乎没有成就那么伟大的事业。
When Jesus was on earth, he seems that he doesn't have a great achievement.
他只做了一件事。
He only made one thing.
就是自始至终完全按父的旨意。行完他的路程。
He completed his journeys by only doing God's will.
弟兄姊妹想一想， 耶稣基督最荣耀的时候是什么时候？
Brother and sister, let's think, when is the most glory times of Jesus?
是耶稣基督骑驴进耶路撒冷的时候吗？
Is it when he entered Jerusalem on a donkey?
那时候众人都拿着棕榈枝在喊这个何塞纳何塞纳，荣耀归给大卫的子孙了。
When people shouting with the palm trees and say Hosanna, Hosanna,
是不是那个时候是耶稣最荣耀的时候呢？
Is that time the most glorious time of Jesus?
是不是？
Is that so?
是在别人什么时候吗？
Or when other time?
五饼二鱼给五千人吃饱。
How about he feed the peoples with a fried loaf and two fish?
是不是那个时候是主耶稣最荣耀的时候呢？
Is that the time that Jesus got most glory?
主耶稣一斥责，风云就平静下来。
Is it why he calmed the oceans?
是那个时候他最荣耀的时候。
Is that time?
我们有理由相信。
We have the reason to believe.
是在耶稣基督在十字架上的时候。
He actually got the most glory when he was on the cross.
为什么那个时候他是最荣耀的？
Why that was the most glorious times?
因为那个时候是他的爱。表现到极致的时候。
Because that was his love demonstrated to us.
是那个时候他的顺服达到极致的时候。
It's his obedience.
是他的父上帝的旨意要得到满足的时候。
It's what God's wills has been completed.
那个时候主耶稣在十字架上形成了一个非常明显的对比，那就是在人眼中看的失败，在神眼中看的最荣耀的得胜。
He demonstrated a comparison that in man's eyes it was a failure. However, in God's eye, it's a great success.
所以以赛亚书五十三章最后就宣告了耶稣基督的这一个得胜。
So in the scriptures of the book of Isaiah, it proclaimed the success of Jesus.
这个第十二节说，所以我要使他与问大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物。
Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong.
因为他将生命倾倒，以至于死。他也被列在罪犯之中。
Because he poured out his life unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors.
那么这个就是使我们看到他在十字架上牺牲的时候，神已经悦纳他了。
So we can see God has already appreciated his sacrifice on the cross.
那么在施洗约翰的时候，
during the Baptist, the John the Baptist.
这个 time of John the Baptist、yeah. 那么那个时候犹太人很痛苦、
the Israel was very suffering.
那么约翰宣告了、
John the Baptist proclaimed
说，看哪、啊、神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
Look, the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world.
让我们在患难当中定睛在神的羔羊的身上。
Let's look upon the Lamb of God during our suffering.
因为在他的这个牺牲的里面给了我们盼望。
Because in his sacrifice give us a living hope.
弟兄姊妹，在今天我们的生活当中，
Brother and sister in our daily life.
在我们今天这个时代的里面，
During this time.
很像以赛亚的时代。
It's like the time of Prophet Isaiah.
神的子民混乱。
The chaos of God's people.
神的子民受苦。
The children of God suffered.
那时候，以赛亚先知在异象当中看见了那位神的羔羊。
Isaiah have seen the Lamb of God during his vision.
那么，在施洗约翰的时代。
In the time of the John the Baptist,
他们也在罗马人的手下受痛苦。
They also suffer under the hands of the Romans.
神的子民的内部产生很多的问题。
There's a lot of conflict between God's people.
那时候他仍然说：“看那、啊、神的羔羊。”
At that time, he still say, "Look, the Lamb of God."
那是人类的盼望。
That's the hope of the world.
今天我们的生活当中，是不是也出现混乱了？
Today, if our life also chaos,
今天 我们的教会是不是也充满痛苦呢？
Is that our church full of suffering?
我们的盼望，心里的盼望在哪里呢？
Where is our hope?
没有别的。
There's nothing.
只有这一位神的羔羊。
But the Lamb of God.
背负我们罪孽的这一位。
Who have borne our sins.
这是我们永恒的盼望。
This is our eternal hope.
他拯救我们。
He saved us.
他呼召我们来跟随他。
He called us to follow him.
今天我们所有在他面前信靠他的人。
Today, everyone who believes in him.
让我们定睛在他的身上。
Let's look upon us.
我们相信一切定睛在他身上的人。
We believe that everybody who look upon him.
他必帮助我们。
He will help us.
我们最后看一处的经文。
We're going to read the last scriptures.
我们把圣经翻到马太福音第十一章二十五节。马太福音
The book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew.
Yeah, 马太福音十一章二十五节。
Chapter 11, verses 25.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就隐藏起来，向婴孩就显现出来。
At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to a little children.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们在这里放下我们以前所谓的聪明通达，然后预备一颗婴孩的心。
So brothers and sisters, let us give up every wisdom that we used to think we have, but to be like children.
然后主耶稣说，父啊，是的，因为你的本意本是如此。
Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure.
神的羔羊在耶稣的时代很多人不认识的。
Many people don't recognize Jesus who is the Lamb of God during his time.
但是彼得认出来了。
But Peter recognized him.
彼得说，你有永生之道，我还跟随谁呢？
Peter said, you have the life of eternity, who shall we follow?
但愿我们有这样一颗单纯的心来跟随他。
Hope we also have this simple heart that we can follow him.
28节。
Verses 26。28
说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
弟兄姊妹，让我们转眼耶稣的身上。
Brother and sister, let's look upon Jesus.
让我们在他面前因着他的应许得到安息。
So that we can have rest according to his promises.
主说，我心里如何谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
主耶稣说，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
耶稣的轭容易，担子轻省吗？
Is that Jesus' yoke and burdens? Is Jesus' yoke easy and his burden light?
在人看来不是的。
In people's eyes, it's not.
但是有神同在，一切就变成了容易和轻省。
But with God walking with us, everything becomes easier and light.
让我们转眼仰望他。
Let's look upon him.
让我们在他面前得着力量。
Let's get strength from him.
在混乱的环境当中，在艰苦的环境当中，我们能够站立得住。
So we can stand firm during a time of suffering and during a time of mercy.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.